are here with Tegan Van Guns from Georgia Tech Volleyball. You split this past weekend at Notre Dame and at Louisville. Start the Notre Dame match. Seemed like a pretty consistent performance overall for the team, earning that 3-1 victory.
Yeah, we played pretty well. It was nice to get on the road and get another win, so it was a big win for us.
Yeah, and once again, you had another double-double. This has to be a career high for you, of just putting all of these together. What do you think you attribute these strong performances to individually?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good year for me. I would definitely say the training that we did through the off-season, having the full spring with our new coaching staff, and really implementing what they were wanting us to do. I mean, Michelle was a baller when she played, so just having her input has really helped me.
You have two more matches coming up this week, Miami and Florida State. Besides obviously wanting to get two victories, what's the team just working on right now to just get better at with these end of the regular season?
Just overall, our effort on every single play, just the mindset going into games that we are good enough to beat any team in this league, and truly believing that, and playing like that on the court, having the confidence, showing up day in and day out, and really giving 100% effort.
Two more things. Since you've had a strong individual season, do you look at all conference potential, or do you check that stuff, or do you just kind of wait till it's announced, or are you?
Yeah.
Or do you kind of keep tabs? Like I know personally, I keep statistically, or kind of seeing what other hitters, outside hitters or middles are doing, kind of your contemporaries. Do you kind of keep track of that stuff? Kind of say, okay, I'm at this and look at that.
Maybe a little bit, but more for the fact of really just trying to get better as a player. So looking at the other outsides and how well they're doing, and kind of not really comparing myself, but seeing the potential that I have. But every week I'm not like looking at the stats, where am I in the stat?
Sure.
No, it's not really about that. It's really about, you know, getting the wins and trying to do whatever I can to help our team win.
And you will be a top candidate for all conference. Have you been all conference before?
I haven't.
Yeah, so I would assume you're pretty high. It hasn't been announced yet, but you're in the high running for that. What would that just mean to be an all-conference member in the ACC?
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be an honor and a testament to what we've done this season as a whole, as a team. Yeah, it would definitely be an honor, so we'll see. But it hasn't come out yet, so.
I know, we're still waiting a few days for that. Lastly, it's another year under Coach Kaye. What have been just the improvements overall with the program? You won more games than last year, and you won a few road games to struggle last year, and you won more conference games overall. Just what's the team done better, and what do you want to continue to see get better? Because you return next year with a lot of your teammates.
Yeah, almost the whole team returns next year, which is very positive looking into the spring going into next year. And I think just the confidence as us on the team, our consistency has really improved since last year. I would say is the main thing. I mean, yeah, we've all gotten better individually at volleyball, but better in the sense that we're more consistent with what we do and what we bring on the court, whether that's energy or whether that's our actions, like how we are actually playing on the court. So it's coming together. We're excited.